Lord, sometimes your scriptures make us a little uneasy, and that is well. Help us, O Lord, to look beyond the letter of the law and perceive the spirit that underlies it. And grant that all that we do may glorify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I remember when I was growing up, one of the most proud things my mother ever did was to join the Sears and Roebuck Laundry Detergent Club. She thought that was just marvelous. She didn't know there was a club for that until she went to pick up her usual, seemed like 50-pound box of laundry detergent from Sears and Roebuck. It was quite the thing. She came home and said, I'm a member of the Sears and Roebuck Laundry Detergent Club, and I want that etched on my tombstone. I had a similar thing. I don't usually join clubs much because they tend to want me to become the secretary for whatever reason, but there was one I was a member of, and it was the Radio Shack Battery Club. Do you remember that? Does anybody remember Radio Shack? Yeah, I was a member of the Radio Shack Battery Club. I was so proud of myself, and there was nothing required, the salesman told me. All I had to do was come in once a month, and I would get a free battery of whatever size I wanted. Well, one day I went to pick up my battery, and I was confronted by a bank of television screens. I had never seen that before. And on those screens, there was a kind of a skinny, gangly looking adolescent, ugly. I didn't know who it was. Then it occurred to me it was me on all those screens. In a fit of absolute horror, I forgot to even get my battery. I just went home. And forever since, I've had a hard time being a member of a club. But you know, we are members of a club, you and I, the club that is called the Community of Christ. We are all members of that club. And yes, it does come with a few requirements. And one of those requirements is try to look beyond the letter of the law, the letter of the rules, and see the spirit that inspired it. Now, a lot of people just soon I didn't preach on this third part of the Sermon on the Mount because it makes people kind of nervous, particularly people who have been married and divorced and got remarried. Particularly people who have a hard time going to court and swearing this, that, and the other. People who have gone through the hard parts of life. We're all compromised, believe it or not. No matter how we look on the exterior, we are all compromised in our life. And so Jesus is showing that to us in this section of sayings, which are sometimes called the antithesis or the antithesis, whichever way you want to declare it. It is written, but I say to you. It is said, but I say to you. It was shown to you, but now I show you a new way. It is indeed a lesson for us as we live in this year of grace 2023. Let's look at these ad seriatim. It says, if you have anything against your brother, take care of it. Actually, it starts out saying, You have heard it said of old, you shall not murder. But I tell you, if you bear hatred in your heart or anger in your heart, you're already guilty of murder. I have never personally killed anybody. But I do have a list. I suspect all of us do. There are some people, and some of these are in my family, that I love, but I love best from afar. And I learned long ago that family harmony, in my clan anyway, is best preserved when visits and reunions are well spaced and brief. What am I to do with this passage except to fall on the grace of God? Jesus has raised the bar so high, none of us can vault over it. But we live by grace, not by faith, and by faith. Jesus tells us over and over again, all have fallen short of the glory of the kingdom of God. But the time in which he lived, it was a time of obeying the letter of the law. And so people would say, well, I've never murdered anybody. And Jesus says, yeah, hold on a minute. That doesn't cover the waterfront. If you've ever been angry at your brother or your sister, which means anybody you're related to or anybody you know, then you're just as guilty as if you had murdered. And Jesus says, you know, if you are going to go and go to church, and you are quarreling with your brother or your sister or whoever, settle that first. Because that anger, that guilt, that dis-ease will prevent you from worshiping fully. That nagging doubt in the back of your mind, that unsettledness of bad relations, of anger will prevent you from offering your sacrifice of time fully, completely, and joyfully. Then he goes on to talk about adultery. You know, I get more people coming and sitting in the chair of my office, which is the chair nobody wants to sit in. It's now in my home office, but for some 40 years, I always had it in my office wherever I was serving. And it's gotten a lot of wear and tear. There are literally grooves in the arms of the chair where people's thumbnails have kind of dug in. And the seat is kind of worn thin by people shifting in it as they talk about the things are bothering them. I call it the chair nobody wants to sit in because it is the chair where truth hurts. Well, Jesus is talking to the people of his day who can divorce their spouse by simply giving a writ of divorce. You are hereby no longer my wife. And the reasons for it could be any reason at all. If the lady of the house burned the bread, that was grounds for divorce. If one of the children turned out ugly, that was grounds for divorce. If somebody slept late and breakfast was not on the table at 7 o'clock in the morning, grounds for divorce. And that was the world in which Jesus and the disciples and all of his people lived. And Jesus says, there is more to the spirit of this law than simply writing a writ of divorce. Because in marriage, the two shall become one. And simply scribbling on a post-it note, I divorce you, is not grounds for divorce. He makes the exception for sexual immorality and that kind of causation, which is itself a betrayal of the covenant relationship, but I'm not going to harbor on that too long. I don't know your history or anything, but I'm not going to get into that with you. I'm retired. Jesus says to them, learn to live together. Learn not to swear falsely. What he's telling us to do is learn to live lives that are holistically given to God. Don't be nitpickers on the letter of the law. Do you remember that? We had to read this book years ago in English class. Billy Budd. Does anybody remember that? Yeah, probably all of the lawyers did. Billy Budd. Billy was a young sailor on an English warship, and he had somehow broken the law. I don't remember the details, but he had broken the law out of compassion. But the law was the law. And throughout this book, wherein you find Billy to be a wonderfully attractive, gifted young man, and you feel sorry for him because at the very end of the book, for breaking the law, he is hung by the British Admiralty. What a waste, you come away saying. And I say to you, what a waste of human gifts and love and compassion when we reduce people to bits and pieces of a legalistic system which will brook no exception. We're all broken, as I said. We've all got marks on our souls. And we need, as members of this club, to treat people with gentleness and compassion and love. And sometimes it's hard to do that when we see people who have not met our expectations. When we see people and we reduce them to cause and result. There is so much more to life than cause and result. This morning in Sunday school, I kind of coined the phrase, don't be a casualty of causality. Oh, that's deep. That's far deeper than I usually go anymore. But there it is. Don't let the Church of Jesus Christ be a casualty of causality. Let us live with grace. Let us live with joy. Let us live with one love for one another and for all who are in our community. Jesus says, it was said, but I say to you, kind of like Paul Harvey, there's more to the story. You get to write page 2. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to live lives that are wide open. Help us to choose life in all of its beauty and grace and love. And keep us from being those who live only by the letter of the law. Help us to live according to the Spirit of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.